producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Leon Francis, right here on Flag Family Radio. This is the Common Sense Club. And the call-in numbers are, as always, 855-217-76, extension 2. We're going to switch it up a little bit this morning. I got my good friend Jack Seaman, who's going to be calling in and speaking with you. I want to ask him about the debate, the Prairie Public debate. He got some pretty good ink on it, on that debate. He did pretty well, and I want to see how you feel about Jack's performance and about Kramer's and about Sinner's performance in the Prairie Public debate. And again, to weigh in, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. Extension 1, you can leave your message on the rant line, and we'll play it back at a later date. A couple of other new developments this morning, I guess you could say, is Eugene Grainer of Heartland Investor Services will be hosting in the 9 and 10 o'clock hour with Todd Mitchell. Scott Hannon is on Flag Family Business, and to be a fly on the wall, Eugene Grainer, man, you guys are going to have a good time with Eugene sitting in the co-pilot chair, so I'm looking forward to that. He's going to talk a little bit about gas prices and the disparity between the gas prices in Bismarck and in the rest of the state. What's up with that? You should call him and ask him that, because he has the answer. Eugene has the answer, so stay tuned for that. Right now, we're going to go to Jack Seaman. Jack, are you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning. Good morning. You got some pretty good ink last night about your Prairie Public performance. So how do you feel about that?
Well, I always feel good, you know. It's always nice to hear kind things. I wish that Rob was a little more optimistic about my vote total chances come November 4th, but, you know, we'll work on it one step at a time. And, you know, it was a great debate. I was glad to be included. You know, there was some controversy as to whether or not I was even going to be included in the debate. And then they finally acquiesced and let me in the debate, and hopefully I performed, you know, well enough to make it a good debate for everyone involved.
Yeah, and there's a lot of that going around. I have a couple of candidates that I like over in Minnesota that they're running into that same same problem. You know, folks trying to alienate them from the debate, but that's a topic for another day. But I guess what I want to do this morning is ask you and ask my callers, ask the listeners out there, you know, what they want to hear out of a candidate that is representing North Dakotans. One, what they want to hear from that candidate. One of the things that is not looking very good on Sinner is the fact that he's not confident. He basically looks like a deer in the headlights when you're debating him. And, you know, he doesn't exude that North Dakota confidence that you want in an elected representative. So I want to put that out there to the folks, 855-217-76, extension 2. My guest today is Jack Seaman. He's running for Congress. He's asking you you for your support. And I guess I want to know, why? Why should we vote for a Jack Seaman over Center or Kramer?
Well, I've been, you know, talking to a lot of people in North Dakota, Leon, and I keep hearing the same thing, is people in North Dakota want their lone representative in Congress to do two things for them. Number one, it's to be fiscally conservative and somehow find a way to get the federal government to spend less money and balance the budget. People just don't understand, and I'm one of them, why you would go to Washington representing the citizens of North Dakota, and if an unbalanced budget is presented, why you would vote for that. I certainly would not vote for a budget if it wasn't balanced, and I think that's what the people of North Dakota expect out of their congressmen, is, you know, somebody to be conservative when it comes to fiscal matters, because we all know we're facing a pile of debt, and it's a big, big problem for America. The second thing that I think people want from their representative is to find a way to just simply leave them alone, you know, and get the government out of your life and get the regulations reduced and the taxes changed and get back to restoring some individual freedom and individual liberty. I think that's where it starts for people in North Dakota, Leon.
Where are you strongest? If you were to say your wheelhouse was X, where would it be, on social issues, or are you more of a fiscal hawk?
I'm more of a fiscal hawk. That's where my wheelhouse is. If you made me choose one, you know, debt, spending, economic policy, you know, I firmly believe that our national debt and our spending problem is probably the greatest national security threat that we face right now, because if we, and I don't want to get too much into the weeds here, Leon, but we have to protect the dollar status as the world's reserve currency. That is job number one. If we lose that, then it's an economic haircut of the dollar to the tune of about 50%, and nobody wants that, and we must protect that. So I think that, you know, reducing government spending, reducing the size of government, changing our taxation structure, and restoring sound money, which means money that is backed by something other than the full faith and credit of the federal government, and ending the Federal Reserve, that's, you know, job number one for me. If you can call it job one, it sounded like six jobs, but I tried to make it as short as I could for you.
A couple of other things. One, you're always going to run up against, I mean, we do live in North Dakota, and everything here is perceivably going pretty well. So what do you say to the folks that say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it?
Well, and you're exactly right. It's not broke in North Dakota. But if you look outside the borders of North Dakota and look at the country as a whole, our economy is sputtering at best. And people talk about a recovery. There is no recovery. It's a bunch of pumping and ballooning by the Federal Reserve to try and prop up markets and make them look good. Look at real estate and look at the stock market. Those are two examples of bubbles directly caused by the Federal Reserve that makes people think our economy is good. But the unemployment participation rate is, or the labor force participation rate is horrible. People are still out there looking for jobs. The jobs that they are finding are low income or part-time jobs. And if we want to protect our wealth in North Dakota, the best way to do it is to keep the federal government out. And that's one thing that I would work for in Washington, is to help North Dakotans protect what we have. Again, that the loss of the dollar as the federal or the world's reserve currency would be a catastrophe for the country and a catastrophe for North Dakota, and I would work to prevent that.
Good deal. Hey, John, out in Gardner, you have a question for Jack.
Yes.
Okay. Let's hear it. Welcome to the show first.
I most certainly do. Well, thank you. I most certainly do. Number two. Number one.
We have less than 2 minutes, so.
Do I trust the government? Number one, no. Absolutely not, especially when it comes to this Ebola stuff. And number two is I have a list, a very short list of priorities that are important in the upcoming election. And
can you turn your radio down, John? We're getting a little feedback here.
Oh, okay. I'll just move away. Here we go. And let's see. I want the flat tax.
and John, we have less than a minute. So if you have a question for Jack, let's let him have enough time to answer it. And we have less than a minute.
There's no question. It's just my priorities.
Okay.
And
so you want a,
two,
a flat? Jack,
tax.
Hey, Jack, what do you think about the flat tax?
The flat tax would be an improvement over all we have now, Leanne, but the problem I have with the flat tax is that it would keep the IRS. I support the fair tax, which would eliminate the IRS and all associated income taxes completely.
Okay, hey, John, would you support eliminating the IRS?
Yes.
Good deal. Jack, we got to have you back on, man. Your segments are too short. Good deal. We will definitely be reaching out to you. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blankita Cullum right after this break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
October is a great time to head for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Minnesotans have the MEA weekend coming up, and also North Dakotans have a break as well for the fall, middle of October. Some great opportunities to take the whole family and head to Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Walker, Minnesota itself is a treasure, but the resort is phenomenal. The 502 restaurant, the Copper Door Aveda Spa, the meeting rooms, the pool, the sauna, the rooms themselves, condo hotels, they're absolutely fantastic. And there's some great deals at ChaseOnTheLake.com, ChaseOnTheLake.com. How about this? Through the end of November, any Sunday through Thursday, Chase is offering a buy one night, get the second night free. Just call 888-CHASE-06. One more time, 888-CHASE-06. Or go to ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. Spa, dining, bike rentals, and more. See you at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Digging that lowrider, man. That's pretty cool. That's just what you need in the morning. Get your day started right. A little lowrider music. my guest in the last segment, Jack Seaman, he did pretty well in the Prairie Republic debate, and I want your take on, you know, those debates, if you saw them. If not, I think they'll be up online. If they're not up online now, they will be there shortly. And give me your take, 855-200-1776, extension 1, to leave a message online, or extension 2 to join the conversation live on air. Right now, I want to go to Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum. Talk a little common sense, and I'm getting that common sense balance from the left and from the right. So there you go. Ellen, Blanquita, welcome to the Common Sense Club.
Thank you.
Good morning, Leon.
By the way, I just want to say one thing, and that is October 22nd, next week, is Scott Hannon's 50th birthday. So everybody needs to pay attention to that.
Okay.
Good deal. October 22nd.
And he's not been talking about it, but I know it.
Oh,
yeah,
I
think that sounds like a pretty great day to have a celebration.
I think so. I think everyone should have a day off. It should be celebrated far and wide as Scott Hannon Day. There you go. We can get rid of the whole Indigenous People Day controversy and all that and just implement a Scott Hannon Day here in North Dakota.
There
what do you think
go.
About that? There, that's what I'm talking about. All right. I got a couple of questions. The first one is I think it's a good story. Have you heard about this ultra secret white shroud group that is striking terror in the ISIS militants over there?
I think it's a new one on me. What is it?
Well, there's this group. They call themselves the White Shroud, and basically what they do is they pick off. They're like little assassins, and they go in there and they pick off ISIS militants. And they have killed over 100 militants now, and ISIS is actually concerned about them because they use guerrilla tactics. They come in, they attack, and then they kind of melt back into society. And my hat's off. I say bravo.
Yeah.
I think it's an awesome thing, but I just wanted to see what you guys thought about that.
This is very cool, I think. I'm this is optimistic. Good news.
Yeah, and with me, I think I'm happy about it, and I'm optimistic about it because it shows the folks over there on the ground, the citizens, are taking an initiative themselves to try to fight back. And I think that that's something that, at least in my opinion, has been lacking. I just didn't see the fire, the passion, you know, to protect your homeland. And with this group, I definitely see that these guys are putting their lives in danger right now. And it's guys and gals, young and old. I don't know. No one knows a lot about them except for the fact that they do not like ISIS and they intend to make them pay. So. I think that it's awesome. My second question is this. You got a second healthcare worker who tested positive for Ebola. So, and I heard that we have we actually have what could be deemed as an Ebola czar, but she has been oddly quiet, you know, during this whole thing. So, how is your confidence level that we're going to get our arms around this thing and head it off at the pass? The World Health Organization says...
Well, the fact is that, you know, I started a hospital. I got a JCH accredited. It was the Hospital of Alcohol Drug Treatment Center. And infection control is one of the committees that happens at every single hospital in this country. Now, apparently, the head of the CDC gave a talk yesterday and said that you're... on Fox News, it's on the blaze apparently, that says that you don't need to have your feet covered or your head covered. I don't know where he's at, but I sure would go with everything covered. And, and I'm not an expert, but I don't think this is rocket science. Because what if you cut
also,
your head
you know,
with the glove? Hello?
You're exactly right, Ellen. And, you know, it's going back to the old-fashioned way. At the turn of the century, when they determined what was wrong with people dying from massive disease in hospitals, is how they clean the hospitals. How, you know, really do they clean the hospitals? As well as, you know, the protective gear. But they have massive amounts of blood and all of that. that apparently hit the ceilings, hit the floors, hit the walls, everything. If you have one tiny pore, anything exposed, why would they think that they wouldn't cover their head or their feet? How absolutely ridiculous.
And see, I guess I hadn't heard that. Yeah, that is kind of nutty. That is bereft of common sense, in my humble opinion. Do you think, and I think we may have touched on this yesterday, do you think that the folks over there at the CDC and the NIH are correct? And some politicians that I've heard, even Hillary Clinton, as a matter of fact, saying that our CDC is underfunded and that sort of thing. Do you think that that's a cop-out, or do you think that that is an actual concern, that they are underfunded and that is one of the causes that protocols are so poor here, especially in the beginning stages of this epidemic?
I think not necessarily about the underfunded, but I think, honestly, like every governmental agency, you get a lot of people there that are lifers that have been in the government and haven't done much else. And you need to have, I think, people that are in there that have are leaders in what's happening with contagious disease. And I am concerned that this guy who is the spokesman, who is the head of the CDC right now, is just pitifully inadequate.
Well, I'm not sure he's inadequate. I think he's under a lot of pressure, and I think it's very easy to just get rid of somebody. I think it's a whole system that needs to be dealt with. When you have a hospital, such as that hospital in Texas, that has people, let's assume they were totally suited up appropriately and got rid of the suits and according to protocol and all that kind of stuff. Why are you having somebody who's taking care of an Ebola patient, taking care of other patients? Listen,
right.
I'm not a physician. As I said, I used to administrate a treatment center. I know something about it, but I think
you're right about that, Ellen. I think that should be a requirement. But now the problem is having to figure out how they dispose of everything, with the tubes that they use to dispose of or take tests. You know, do they completely get rid of them? How do they? It was everything. And the question is, you know, you're looking at 70 people that have an isolation. It probably should be more like 10 times that, because of the fact of the matter is, who knows who somebody didn't remember they came in contact with.
Cross-contamination measures have been addressed in hospitals and nursing homes across. I mean, I remember when I was fresh out of high school, I got my nursing degree to help me out with finances, that sort of thing. One of the things that they pushed was to stop the nosocomial spread of the disease in the hospitals and nursing homes. So I don't know. I think that there's a lot of folks that dropped the ball, but I'm confident that we'll get our heads around this thing. Thank you for coming on the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back with more right here on Flag Family Radio.
800-250 or 701-258-0550.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven, and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815, 1-844-500-0815, or visit irefusetoage.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, All bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
On. Okay, how long have I been talking, man? The folks are like, what's going on? I'm talking, I hear myself, I don't hear anybody else. But there you go. But we're starting a new segment on Wednesday, and we're calling it Watchdog Wednesday. And it's with my buddy Dustin Garlo. And he's the managing director over there at North Dakota Watchdog Network. And I have him on the show today. We're going to talk a little bit about the ballot measures that expect when they're going to the polls in November. So, welcome to the Common Sense Club, Dustin.
Hey, good morning, Leon.
Good morning, sir. Man, we've had a lot of ink on all these ballot measures, and I'm sure you have been following this. If you're reading like in forum and places like that, even on my website, we've been talking a lot about these ballot measures. So I wanted to go over maybe a little voter guide to see where Dustin Garlo is at as it pertains to the ballot measures.
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, you know, we kind of skip over the measures 1 and 6 because they're social issues, and the Watchdog Network basically sticks to fiscal matters and government oversight and those sorts of things. And, you know, there's plenty of other organizations that can handle those social issues better than we can. You know, the big issues from our perspective, the one that's really getting lost in the shuffle right now is measure 4. And that is a measure that is really dangerous. And it's interesting that we find ourselves on the same side as the Fargo Forum and even the Bismarck Tribune issued their editorial opposing measure 4 this morning. And what measure 4 does is it eliminates the ability for citizens to use the initiated measure process to create a constitutional measure that would appropriate money or require the legislature to appropriate money. So that means that it's being sold as a, you know, reaction to this year's measure 5. But in actuality, it was one of the biggest reasons that Measure 4 exists is 2012's Measure 2, which would have abolished the income or the property tax. And, you know, the folks that are pushing it are really focusing on the appropriations side, you know, the idea of using the ballot box to appropriate money, we agree that's not a good way of doing things. The problem is the portion of it that says that if it also forces the legislature to appropriate money, that would include anything that's on the revenue side. And things like Measure 2 in 2012, which did not have any appropriation in it, but would have forced the legislature to appropriate money, would not be allowed anymore. And things like abolishing the income tax on a constitutional basis would not be allowed from a citizen's standpoint. So our view right now is we're really focusing on Measure 4 because it's not getting the attention that it needs.
Okay. And I guess there are a lot of questions that I have about Measure 2. I mean, Measure 4, well, Measure 2 also, but Measure 2. So what the Secretary of State would be required under this amendment to accept a measure, you know, which is estimated to have a physical impact on the state, would he be forced to accept it if it would not qualify for the ballot? I guess that's one of the questions I have. Like if you had some irregularities with the petition and the signatures and that stuff, would he be required to accept it, you know, even if through normal procedures, he could not?
Well,
if it has a physical impact.
Well, Measure 4, the fiscal impact side of it, Measure 4 is very convoluted. It looks simple, but it's convoluted. It's being sold as one thing when it's really doing a lot more than just that one thing. The Secretary of State right now approves petitions for circulation, and that includes the form and format of the petition. It doesn't actually get into the substance of the measure. It doesn't analyze it and determine whether it would be constitutional, whether it would be legal, whether it would face federal challenges right now. Measure 4 would put a new power into the Secretary of State's hands, and that is to say that if a measure does certain things, then the citizens no longer have the right to circulate. And it's being sold as a conservative measure, and even people like Rob Port are selling it as a conservative measure, when in fact it would lock conservatives out of being able to rein in the legislature.
Yeah.
Because it would eliminate our ability to limit and eliminate certain taxes, you know, on a constitutional basis. There are many.
Would this be an end round? End up being an end run around the legislature?
Well, Measure 4 right now is a power grab by the legislature, taking power away from the people. So a lot of people are saying that Measure 5 is the end round around the legislature. That's the excuse for Measure 4, but that is only half the story. There is this consequence of Measure 4, which is basically, in order to prevent Measure 5 from happening again, we also have to prevent Measure 2 from 2012 to eliminate the property tax from happening again. We would have to, you know, basically it would block the ability to permanently abolish the income tax. And we're now having a lot more chatter on that issue than we ever had before. The legislature, I do not foresee putting a constitutional measure on the ballot to constitutionally abolish the income tax anytime soon. The only way that's going to happen is if the citizens themselves do it. Measure 4 would prevent that because when you take away the income tax as a revenue source for the legislature, they have to find that money somewhere else. Now, there's plenty of money now, but what they can say is that we are required to spend money from other areas. And if they really wanted to, you know, they could use the rules under Measure 4 to block any attempts to abolish the income tax, limit the sales tax. You know, there's no reason that we should ever have a sales tax higher than the 5% that we have it today. It should probably be cut a little just to balance out the tax structure in North Dakota, but we certainly shouldn't go any higher. And, you know, it really is a wolf in sheep's clothing, this Measure 4, because it is being sold to conservatives as being something conservative when it really isn't.
855-200-1776, extension 2, if you want to join the conversation, ask Dustin Garrillo, who is the managing director of the North Dakota Watchdog Network. If you have a question on a ballot measure, Dustin is the guy that you want to ask. So there you go, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air and into the conversation. So I guess it's a pretty safe bet to say that you are not in favor of Measure 4.
Correct. That is correct, because we do not think that the legislature should be taking powers reserved to the people in the state's constitution away from them. We want the people to be able to utilize those powers to rein in the legislature. And any time the legislature puts in place a change to the initiative measure process, the citizens should be suspicious of it, because more than likely it is taking the people's power away. And everybody who supported Measure 2 to abolish the property tax in 2012 should be fire and brimstone against Measure 4.
Okay. I want to move on to Measure 5. This is a measure that has gotten a lot of ink, a lot of press, and it's pretty controversial. So I want to get the North Dakota Watchdog Network's take on Measure 5.
Well, Measure 5 would take the 5% of the oil extraction tax and put it into this conservation fund that a new state agency would oversee. The problem with Measure 5 is that there's really no demand for that right now. The legislature created a $30 million committee to do this sort of thing and could barely come up with enough ideas to fund with $30 million. And Measure 5 would allocate upwards of $300 million to those sort of projects. And so it's really a slippery slope measure, because there's really no need to allocate such a large portion of the oil tax to a fund that has to be spent and, you know, would pretty much empower special interest groups that put the ballot measure on the ballot.
Wow. So if this passes, if Measure 5 passes, when would be it's not going the way it's been touted, when would be the next time that we could do something about it?
Well, there is a 25-year provision that says that this would be looked at again by the people in 25 years. But with every
25 years, wow.
But with every constitutional measure, there's always the opportunity for another group of people to do another constitutional measure to repeal it. So it could be repealed in 2 years if a group wanted to come out and do the work of repealing it.
So, what about the argument that this would create a huge new agency and the legislature could never rein it in, even if they wanted to? What about that argument?
That is valid in our estimation, because just the same way as the university system is constitutionally protected, it is given so much power in the Constitution that the legislature has been very hesitant to try to challenge that, because they don't want to create a constitutional crisis to determine how much the university system is independent. You know, there's the old saying that the university system in North Dakota is both the fourth and fifth branch of state government. This Measure 5 would essentially create a sixth branch of state government dedicated to conservation.
Dustin Garrillo, can you stick around for a little bit after the break?
Sure thing.
Good deal. We'll be right back with more of the North Dakota Watchdog Network right here on the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
and talk about what this new facility allows NESA Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NESAConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. My guest today is Dustin Garrillo, and he is the managing director of the North Dakota Watchdog Network. And before we went to break, we were discussing Measure 5, and this is a proposed amendment that would create a brand new a fund. And actually, we would be, the legislature would be constitutionally mandated to fund this for the next 25 years and fund the programs that are spelled out in that proposed amendment. I emphatically suggest a no vote on this, and I'm going to allow Dustin Garrillo to finish up your thought. Anything else you want to add to Measure 5 and why you oppose Measure 5?
Well, you know, Measure 5 and measure four do tie together in that measure four, it would be a preventative against measure five coming back again, if it fails. However, just because measure five is really bad, and it is, there's no getting around it. It's bad policy. It would be a huge growth of government, the type of thing that conservatives should oppose. But just because measure five is bad doesn't mean that we need measure four, because measure four takes our power away to be able to prevent the legislature from spending more money than it should on other things that are bad policy and growing government. And so, it's, you know, I hope that people that vote no on measure five also realize that measure four does not fix what measure five tries to do. It really goes beyond that. And if measure four was only about preventing measure five type of measures, it would be fine. But that's really not what it does.
Okay, and next week I want to hit measure three, measure seven, and measure two. Well, I said that out of order. Measure two, measure three, and measure seven. You said you don't you're not going to go into the a one and six. I do want to just get not the North Dakota Watchdog Network's take on this measure, but I want to get your I take on I think it's a measure. Hang on, measure six, the shared parenting initiative. I just want to get your two cents on just your thoughts on measure six.
I honestly don't know enough about it. I've never been involved in the court system regarding that, so I don't have an opinion one way or the other.
Okay. It's getting a lot of ink now, and a lot of folks are talking about it. But that's fair. If you don't want to get into it, I'm the same way. If I So measure two. Let's talk a little bit about measure two in the brief time that we have left here. And that prevents the state from imposing mortgages, sales, or transfer taxes onto the mortgage or transfer of real property.
Right, and that's fine. I actually think that they should have added more types of taxes that we don't already have into that mix, because if we're gonna preemptively prevent taxes from coming into play, it should be more than just that one. You look at South Dakota, they have taxes on all sorts of things that we don't have taxes on, and so we could really have done a good service to future legislators and future generations by taking other tax increase possibilities off the table in addition to the transfer tax. But it's a good measure. There's nothing really wrong with it. Some people say it's a solution in search of a problem because we don't have it. Yeah, that's kind of true. But at least we know going forward that we're not going to have to deal with it. So it's a good measure.
I tend to disagree, and I'm in that other camp. It's an attempt to fix a problem that doesn't exist, in my opinion. And I think a lot of folks are going to vote yes on this measure because who's going to vote no on banning taxes? So, outside of that, I don't know. And maybe I don't know enough about a measure two. Maybe there's something I'm missing, as it pertains to measure two. But I'm a no vote on measure two.
There is, and I do know one reason that measure two exists. In 2012, when I was running the North Dakota Taxpayers Association, we had a neutral position on the property tax measure. I actually suggested that one way to create a transition away from the property tax completely would be this sort of thing. And so I think that part of it is the fact that that was a possibility, and you getting ahead of the fear that somebody might bring back the property tax exemption or elimination plan and eliminate this as a potential way of creating a transition between the property tax and no property tax.
Dustin Garrow, North Dakota Watchdog Network. We're going to try to keep this as a regular weekly Wednesday edition of the Common Sense Club. Thanks for coming on, Dustin.
Sure thing, Leon.
Good deal. And we'll be right back with Eugene Grainer and Todd Mitchell on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.